Shocked residents watch as a Russian Su-34 fighter plane crashes into a nine-story residential building in this town on the coast of the Sea of Azov, near Ukraine. While the two crew members were reportedly ejected to safety, a fireball engulfed the building in Yesk, in the Krasnodar Krai area. Russian officials say more than a dozen people, including children, died and nearly two dozen were injured in the blaze, despite hundreds of people being involved in rescue operations. Shortly after Monday's crash, there was also more suffering across the border in Ukraine, with Russian forces carrying out new airstrikes on Ukrainian energy facilities. Several explosions were heard in northern Kiev, where there is a thermal power station. The cities of Dnipro, Mykolaiv and Sitomir were also targeted, adding to concerns the death toll will further rise following other deadly drone and missile strikes that have killed more than a handful of people since Monday. Kiev says that in recent days some 30% of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed by Russia, causing massive blackouts across the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described them as Russian terrorist attacks and warned there was no space left for negotiations with what he called Russian President Vladimir Putin's regime. Yet, between the death and destruction, guns were briefly silenced in Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia area for a tearful reunion. Some 108 Ukrainian women, including service personnel, were exchanged for 110 Russian women in the first all-female and largest prisoners of war swap in this armed conflict so far. Many Ukrainian women appeared emotional as they met fellow soldiers and loved ones. Victoria Obedina, a Ukrainian Azov battalion medic, says, I will go to see my daughter. I want to see her so bad. Ukrainian President Zelensky says she is among the many female military members that were released.
The 108
Ukrainian women are officers, sergeants and privates. They serve in the Army, Navy, Territorial Defense or as border guards. Among those released are 96 service personnel. He explains that they include 37 who held out in the Azovstal steelworks in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol through weeks of fighting until Russian forces seized the city in May. Another 12 are civilians. The Moscow-appointed head of one of the Russian-occupied Ukrainian regions said earlier that Kiev had freed 80 civilians and 30 military personnel. These were brief moments of joy for some families in this otherwise devastating war on both sides. Russia has named General Sergei Suvorykin the overall commander of what Moscow calls its special operation in Ukraine. Suvorykin served in Syria and Chechnya, where Russian forces pounded cities with a harsh policy against its foes. Nicknamed General Armageddon by the Russian media because of his alleged toughness, his appointment was followed by the biggest wave of missile and drone strikes against Ukraine since Moscow invaded on February 24th. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.